This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's under the weather for a few days. He'll return with us on the weekend or early next week. Matt Zerker alongside tonight for the final regular season battle of the year. A couple Shelby County League opponents go at it from here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins, Fairlawn Jets, second meeting of the campaign. First time around, Matt, tight struggle. Fort Loramie was outplayed over the last half. Fairlawn got it even at the end of regulation. Fort Loramie won it in OT. That's kind of been the story of Fairlawn's year. Jets have lost a handful of close ones. 13-8 by way of record for Fairlawn. That could be as good as 16-5 or 17-4. Fort Loramie 15-6, 7-4 in the Shelby County League, just the reverse of Fairlawn's 4-7. teams are real even on paper. It was an up-and-down game, the first meeting at Fairlawn's gym. We expect no different tonight. Fairlawn playing very well, having won five of the last seven.
Yeah, it should be very interesting tonight to see about that up-tempo style, especially with both teams now playing their third game here in 4 days. Both had the double weekend. Lormie had a tough comeback win at Poor Recovery on Saturday night.
Right.
Fairlawn had a game. They end up winning by 15, but it was tied at half against Lehman. So it'll be interesting to see who still has their legs with them, being this third game in 4 days.
Yeah, Fairlawn tonight could easily have won on Friday at Jackson Center. Lost by 3, 45-42. Lost the first time around at home to Jackson Center, 43-39. As you mentioned, a struggle for a couple of periods against Lehman Catholic on Saturday night. Fairlawn won at 67-52. Fort Loramie, very rewarding stretch for the Redskins. Five wins in the last six. Only loss, a setback to Anna on February 7th, 55-47. That game was tied with 3 minutes left. And as you noted, Fort Loramie winning at Fort Recovery last night, 42-40, or I should say Saturday night, a game in which Fort Loramie was down by 10 entering the fourth quarter. We covered the game here on Friday night when Fort Loramie bested Botkins by 18 with outstanding defense. Defending Fairlawn, not an easy chore. You got to start with coverage of the Pipers, Ashton and Skyler. Skyler fouled out, I think, early fourth quarter in the first meeting between the two. That could have been a factor. The two Pipers have got to play 30 minutes apiece and get 15 and 20 respectively in order for Fairlawn to stay right in this game. Fort Loramie's defense can make you look bad. It is a defense which is stingy. It's tight. These young men play football. They're quick on their feet, strong upper bodies. You can count on 32 minutes of very good defense from Fort Loramie. What the Redskins have got to avoid is that occasional offensive drought.
Yeah, it seems like at times that they have been kind of up and down. And then and a key for Fairlawn tonight, yeah, the Pipers will get their points, but they need some help from their supporting cast. Against Lehman, Isaac Ambus had a great game. He had like 17 points, and then Jackson Jones chipped in with 12. They need those kind of efforts tonight if they want to knock off the Redskins.
I've liked Isaac Ambus, boy, the last month and a half. He's played exceedingly well. He scored 8 in the first meeting versus Fort Loramie. Ashton had 28 points in that game against Fort Loramie first time around. He had 3 threes. Skyler had 17. It was Kyle Peters who banked in the three-pointer. I think it was late in the fourth or late in the OT, one of the two that got the game tied. It wound up going into an extra session, but it was a Peters basket off the bench. Don't think he meant to bank it. It was a 24-25 footer from way outside, and he kissed it in off the window. The Fairlawn was down 3 at the time, got it even, and Fort Loramie pulled away in the overtime at 1-5. Fairlawn could have won that game, the two games against Jackson Center. If Fairlawn lost at Botkins early in the year.
In overtime.
In overtime. You look down through the schedule, there might be, those are the four games that come to mind, ones which Fairlawn could have won with a break or two or little better offensive sets late in the fourth quarter or improved free throw shooting when the game was on the line. Fort Loramie has not shot fouls well in recent weeks either, but the Redskins have been making plays in the second halves of games. It's a Fort Loramie team, which under head coach Corey Britton took a bye for the purpose of enabling his team to get a little healthier. Caleb Maurer out for the year. That freshman, by the way, had a real good game in the first meeting between the two. He had a three-pointer, 9 total points. Now, what a game for Caleb Meyer. He had 14, a career night for Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie in that first contest against Fairlawn. He poured in 23. But Caleb Meyer played about 40% of the game against Botkins on Friday. He's been injured. Nick Brandewee has had the ouchie tendonitis in the knees going on. so he has been spared some minutes. So Fort Laramie is trying to get as healthy as possible for the tournament, which might very well include another game against Botkins 1 week from Friday in a sectional finals. Fairlawn, meanwhile, is in the other bracket from Botkins. The two can't play at Piqua. They could next meet. I think we figured only chance would be a regional championship game.
That's a ways down the line.
Right, yes.
And then, like you said, Laramie wanted to get healthy. And then with these three games this week, and then with the iffy weather that we've had the last two Wednesdays, well, what if a game would have got postponed this weekend?
Right.
When would you have made that up? And you would have, other than Fort Recovery, you had to make that up the other two because they were league games. So it was probably smart on Coach Britton's part to get healthy and to give yourself time in case you had to have a postponement over the weekend.
Right. I mentioned Saturday night that game against Minster was Anna's 11th in 23 days. Tonight's game for Fort Laramie is the Redskins' 10th since January 24th. That's a lot of basketball since the 24th of January. Anna and Fort Laramie obviously got the late start. Anna won the D6 state football title. Fort Laramie went deep into D7, got to the regional semis, 12-2 a year ago, 10-2 this year. Anna won it all in D6, going 14-1. So despite the tardy beginnings to the basketball season, those two clubs, Fort Laramie and Anna, have come on like gangbusters on the hard court.
We all figured it would take a while for them to get going, and once they've gotten going, they're probably the two hottest teams heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I asked a couple of Anna players on Saturday night, about an hour before the game, highlight your toughest opponent this year. Who can grind it out with you? Who do you respect the most? Who gives you strong defense for 32 minutes? And right away, both said Fort Laramie. So that's what Fairlawn's got to contend with tonight. That Fairlawn simply cannot settle for quick shots. The Jets have got to run their offense. And as you alluded, if the Pipers don't have a good look, they've got to disperse the ball, make somebody else look better. If that other individual is open, then the Jets need points from players in addition to the Pipers. That could help spell the difference. Really difficult for two men to beat you, especially when you're going up against a stout defense like Fort Laramie.
Definitely. And then the Jackson Center game on Friday, the Pipers had their points, but Isaac Ambus went scoreless.
There you go.
And I think Jackson Jones maybe had 2 points. They got to have more production from that if they want to win this game tonight.
Anna stubbed its toe against Minster on Saturday night. Isaac Leininger, 0. Bart Bixler, 4. It was an off night. Isaiah Masteller not available. Career game for Justin Murray, 26, 13 in the fourth quarter. But again, it's tough for just one or two guys to beat a good, high-quality Division IV basketball team like Minster.
Yeah, everybody's going to have games where the main people just don't have great games.
Yep.
Whether it's defense, whether it's illness, whatever. So you got to have other people step up.
Shelby County League standings. We were talking about Anna a moment ago. The Rockets are hosting Botkins tonight. That, too, an add-on game because of football. Rockets 10-1 have the Shelby County League all sewn up, as we all know. Jackson Center is finished at 9-3. Fort Laramie and Botkins 7-4. A Fort Laramie win tonight, a Botkins loss, and Fort Laramie gets third in the Shelby County Athletic League outright. Botkins needs to win and hope that Fort Laramie gets beat here tonight in the game we're covering on scoresbroadcast.com in order for Botkins to get third. If they both win or if they both lose, they're deadlocked in third place. Fairlawn 4-7, Rushi 2-10, Houston 1-11. Big win for Houston, though, in its SCAL finale, topping Rushi, Matt.
Yeah, and they jumped out to a 10-point halftime lead, then held on for the win. it's been kind of a tough second half of the year for Houston. I guess I think they had lost like 8 in a row before they beat Bradford
right.
on Tuesday. So they beat Bradford and then they beat Rushi. That's a big game for Houston. Going into the tournament, they're going to have a tough assignment on Friday with Middletown Madison and Northmont.
Right.
But it's good to go into that matchup with 2 wins in a row.
Yeah, Houston's 2 better players are juniors, so it's a good picture looking ahead for the Houston Wildcats next season. Shelby County League Girls, Fort Loramie, runaway league championship, and a second at 10-2. The 2 setbacks to Fort Loramie. When you size up the Shelby County League on the girls' side of the ledger for next year, Houston, a number of underclass ladies come back. Same for Jackson Center. Same for Rushi. Anna does graduate. Ambus and Barhorst. But Rushi, Houston, Jackson Center, and Botkins. Head coach Phil Groves, in his second year, has a number of underclass ladies returning next year. So the Shelby County League, still with Fort Loramie, with a number of fine players returning, will be forecasted to win the league. But big improvement top to bottom, Shelby County League girls in 2020-21.
You were talking about the Botkins girls. The SEAL all league teams came out today. Carmen Huker was first team, and Boston Paul and Aaliyah Johnson were honorable mention.
There you go.
For the league. 5 Loramie players were on the first and second teams. Dana Rose was the league player of the year. Well deserved.
Yes.
And all 5 of those players on the Loramie squad, well deserving. And there were a few more that weren't listed. Kennedy Gephardt was not one of those listed. And obviously, she's one of the keys for the Lady Redskins.
I think you can only nominate no more than 5. I think that's all you can nominate. For, like, what, first, second team?
There's 10 spots total.
Yes.
There's 5 on the first and 5 on the second. And then there's as many as there is for honorable mention.
Yeah, I think in terms of the first 2 teams, you're restricted in the number you can nominate. And because of Fort Loramie's wealth of talent, impossible choice for head coach Carlos Siegel.
Yeah. That's a good problem.
Right, right. Speaking of Shelby County League girls, we've got the Houston-Botkins girls game tip-off at 6. It's a second-round sectional game from Sydney on Thursday at webcast time about 5:45 p.m. We'll have Houston's head coach Brad Allen, Botkins head coach Philip Groves online with us before the game, pre-recorded interviews. Again, tip-off at 6 on Thursday, webcast time at 5:45 from Sydney, Houston against Botkins.
And speaking of Houston, they had 2 players on the honorable mention squad, Amber Stengel and Megan Meyer. Megan Meyer had a great game against a layman that lifted them to the 53-50 win on Saturday.
Yep, sure did. Her heroics in the last, 20 seconds or
so? Yeah, she had a big 3 from the right corner that gave them the lead for good.
It seems like head coach Brad Allen's teams are always peaking in the month of February. It should be a good game on Thursday. We look forward to it from Sydney High School. Houston Botkins girls in a second-round sectional event. So many thanks tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com to underwriting sponsors making possible our online webcast of Fort Loramie against Fairlawn, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks to these Fort Loramie sponsors online with us for Fort Loramie games only. They include the following: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Before the warm-ups took place prior to the start of this basketball game tonight, it was recognition evening for Fort Loramie's state runner-up volleyball team in Division IV. It went 27-3 and lost to New Bremen in the state championship. 12 district titles in a row recorded by Fort Loramie Volleyball. We've got the starters and the tip of tonight's boys basketball game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Good. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment now through our company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. As we noted a moment ago, the Fort Loramie state runner-up volleyball team was recognized prior to the start of the game, as was Nick Brandewee of the Fort Loramie basketball team. Tonight is his 98th career basketball game at Fort Loramie, and that is an all-time career participation record for a Fort Loramie basketball player. Now consider that we've been playing, 22 games a season, Matt, for several years, plus the Redskins keep winning district title after district title one season after another.
But that's still quite an accomplishment.
Sure is. Yep, indeed. Understand that Fairlawn was caught dunking the basketball during the warm-ups, and this game tonight will start with a technical foul. I've heard that through the grapevine via a couple of spectators and also someone down at the scores table at midcourt. So many thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. Brand new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups being introduced for the Fairlawn Jets opening up as follows. Jackson Jones, 6'3", junior. Drew Matty, 5'10", junior. Also in the opening five, Skylar Piper, a 6'3", junior. Isaac Ambus, a 6'3", senior. And Ashton Piper, a 6'3", junior. Head coach Brad Francis of Fairlawn in his first year in 2016-17. He was at Houston for a year. He also assisted at St. Henry recently, was at New Bremen last year. Matt, we remember Brad Francis for his nearly two decades assisting Paul Brebigen at Rushi.
Yep, he picked up a lot of things from the veteran coach. And you, when you watch them play, they run a lot of the same plays that Rushi ran back in the day. And it's been very successful.
Whenever you saw Paul Brebigen in the Rushi gym, right next to him, within a few feet, was Brad Francis picking up the game, learning a whole heck of a lot from his tutor, Paul Brebigen.
Yep, yep. And earlier tonight, I saw Joyce Brebigen, Paul's wife, in the stand. So okay. He's probably around someplace.
Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced. Opening five, Nick Brandewijk, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nolan Burning, Nate Meyer. There is still not a double-digit score in this Fort Loramie lineup. Brandewijk at about 8, Caleb Meyer a little over 9, Grant Albers just under 8 per game, Nolan Burning at 7.5, Nate Meyer just under 7. But tell you what, there's no better recipe for success, Matt, on offense than balance.
Sometimes that can be good and sometimes that can be bad. I mean, you have the balance, but then if it comes to crunch time.
Exactly. At the end of the game, a go-to guy.
Like you said about the technical, here comes the foul shot.
Yeah, Brandewijk shooting two free throws, technical against Fairlawn for dunking in the warm-ups. And Brandewijk swishes his initial foul shot. Here's the second one. It's on the way, around and out to the left. One of two for Brandewijk to start the game. Yeah, you're so right, Matt. That's haunted Fort Loramie in a couple three of its close losses, and not having had that big-time scoring punch right at the end of the game when the Redskins have needed it. But Fort Loramie has balance, unlike Fairlawn, which has Ashton Piper at nearly 19, Skyler at 15. Then you drop down to Isaac Ambus at 7. So the game begins with a Fort Loramie possession and a missed jump shot from the elbow on the right by Caleb Meyer. The rebound comes down to Fairlawn. Jets trailing 1-0, and we're 30 seconds in. Fairlawn in the road, blue, white numerals, white stripes down the sides of the shorts. Here's a deep three, right corner, launched up there on the play, but Jackson Jones hit the rim. Backboard came off. Offensive rebound. Well done on the play by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn, who flips it back out of the arc to a teammate.
And actually, Piper hit the three. It was Isaac Ambus on the offensive rebound.
Great board by Isaac, who threw it to Ashton, and he drained a three to give Fairlawn a 3-1 lead. We played a minute here in the opening period. Fort Loramie attacking to our left, trailing by a deuce. Good offensive board by Isaac Ambus, leading to the triple by Ashton Piper. And he had three, as I mentioned earlier, in the first meeting between the two. Nate Meyer misses a long triple, deep left corner shot by Fort Loramie. No good. Rebound Fairlawn off and running, and Fort Loramie kicks it. 6:43 left in the first. Head coach Corey Britton pacing in front of the Redskins bench. He's done a superb job. Sixth year. Gets his team playing prime basketball late January into February every season. And it's a team which is always tournament ready. Here's a shot fake on the arc by Isaac Ambus of Fairlawn. Gives it up high right to Drew Matty. He skips it cross court to Skyler. He goes baseline. Fadeaway 15-footer. Hit the top of the backboard. Rolled along it. Didn't strike a cable. Came down, almost went in. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Behind a screen, left flank, it's Nolan Burning. Goes baseline. Outside to Brandewijk. Steps back, long fadeaway triple. Missed it, heavy. Rebound loose below the rim, knocked out by Fort Loramie. Jets ball.
That's probably a good sign that the shots have been heavy here so far. That means they've got energy.
They've got some legs, despite having played Friday and Saturday. 5:57 left in the first. Shooting not sharp here at the outset. 3-1 Fairlawn. Maddie's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Leaves it behind him for the long three-point shooter, Ashton Piper. Yes, again. Wow. Ashton Piper, 5 threes in the two meetings between these two clubs this year. Two already here tonight. Baseline drive, Albers, Fort Loramie, crowded near the rim, hampered, fouled. Defensive personal against Fairlawn in the act of shooting. Now keep track of the fouls on the Pipers. That's one on Ashton. Neither one, Ashton or Skyler, can afford to sit because of foul difficulty. Free throw, Albers, it curls out. Well, that has been problematic for Fort Loramie second half of the season. Free throw shooting in the last 10 games is in the 50 percentiles.
Barely drew iron on that one.
Yep, and Fort Loramie starts the game at the free throw line, Matt, what, 1-4?
1-4.
Both of them missed. Fairlawn's got the ball up 6-1. Here's Skyler Piper on a weave to Matt. He doesn't go to the rim, though. Veers off into the corner. Outside to Ambus. Checked by Albers. Little pick and roll. Down inside to Matty on the arc. It goes to Jackson Jones. Jones, 6'3", junior. Straight away, 20 feet out, Ambus gives it to Skyler. Far left side, Ashton. Ashton dribbling. Throws it near side to Ambus. Ambus chucks up a triple. 24-footer, lengthy one. Off to the left. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Caleb Meyer. Goes baseline right, doesn't shoot. Skips it to Burning. Head of the key, Albers. Right wing, Caleb Meyer. Set, shoots the three. Bingo. He's got it. Caleb Meyer pours in a trifecta. 6-4, Fairlawn but two. Here's Fairlawn, careless at midcourt. Ball coughed up. Taken by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor. Three on one. Nate Meyer gives it up. The finish, Albers of Fort Loramie to knock the score at six. 4:20 left in the first. Those live ball turnovers from the Jets hurt them in the first meeting against Fort Loramie. Weaving through the top of the circle, Skyler Piper wants to drive on Burning. Then Burning gets help. Forces a pass out on the arc to Ashton. Near wing it goes to Skyler. Triggers a long one off the heel. Long rebound Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Caleb Meyer. Baseline left. Good pass on the angle. In low to Grant Albers, who loops in a six-footer. Head coach Brad Francis of Fairlawn has seen the Redskins pump in five straight. 8-6 Fort Loramie, or I should say seven straight.
Seven straight.
3:40 to go in the first. Redskins up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
As we return to action, the Fairlawn Jets' Dominic Davis makes a nifty pass to a cutter. A crisp one-bounce look to the hard-driving Ashton Piper, who's hacked on the arm about 5 feet away, and his free throw is way short.
And just like Loramie, Fairlawn has had foul shooting troubles all season.
Yes, the Jets have missed him in a number of crucial situations late in the games. And right here to start the game, Ashton Piper blows two. 8-6, Fort Loramie with a rebound. Redskins up a bucket. Damon Mesher, instant offense on Friday night. In now for the Redskins. Here's a pass off to Nate Meyer. Oh, look at him go. His motor's running. Lickety-split. Baseline left drive all the way to the cup. Up and through. What a play by Nate Meyer. Almost a steal at midcourt by Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie, who gets a high five from head coach Corey Britton.
You almost stopped by to see us. It was that close.
And we're a good, 15 feet off the floor?
Easily.
10-6, Fort Loramie up 4. 9 straight Redskins. Here is Fairlawn attacking, throwing into Dominic Davis. He splits the middle right down the gut of the Fort Loramie defense, gets a favorable bounce on the rim, and it goes through. 10-8, Redskins lead clipped to 2, and then Fort Loramie wastes no time and hurries down the floor into the right corner. Fairlawn not set, guilty of a defensive foul. Damon Mesher on the floor for Fort Loramie. Devin Ratterman now in. Damon, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 6 a game. He's had a couple double-digit performances. Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim to the foul line to Albers. Passed up a short shot. Gave it to Brandewee for a longer one. It skidded off the rim and then was knocked out of bounds across the way by Fairlawn. 2:58 left first quarter, 10-8, Fort Loramie. In the first meeting, Fairlawn led by a point after one, 13-12. And then Fort Loramie outscored Fairlawn 18-8 in that second period. Here is Fort Loramie weaving out front. Devin Ratterman gives it up deep left corner. Damon Mesher thought about shooting the three, didn't. Baseline left to Albers, wants to drive, can't. Big time skip pass, cross court to Ratterman, to Brandewee. He carves out space in the lane and hits a floater right in front. The southpaw, Nick Brandewee with 2. 12-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Fairlawn, hasty offense, quickly down the floor after the Fort Loramie make, and it's Dominic Davis bearing down on a Redskin defender who chops him up on the arm.
It's 2 fouls now on Grant Albers.
And Grant has had a tendency off and on this year to pick up a couple in the first quarter. Evan Holscher right away at the scorer's table for Fort Loramie. Here's the free throw. Dominic Davis, the first of a pair. Swish. So Albers sits down for the Redskins. And Evan Holscher is in. Evan's played well, 6'3 senior. Against Botkins on Friday night, he swished a long three-pointer late in the game. Second free throw, Dominic Davis hangs on the back rim and falls off. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, which is up 3, 12-9. 2:19 left, opening period. Brandewee head of the key. Brandewee picked up on the play by Ambus. Now to Devin Ratterman. On him is Maddie. Damon Mesher on the weave. Foul line doubled. Leans in. Tries to dump a pass off to Holscher. Broken up and stolen. Here comes Ambus barreling down the floor. He gives it up on the play to Davis. And Davis zooms in from the right wing and scores. Driving layup Davis. He's got good wheels. 12-11 Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Fairlawn will get out and run. That is head coach Brad Francis' style. He likes it. And when the Redskins are clicking, they do a good job at it. Here's a fall away baseline, Jay. Tough shot. Caleb Meyer around the edge of the backboard. He banged it in. 14-11, Fort Loramie by 3. 1:28 left in the first. Drew Maddie gets the cross-court pass. Hands it to Isaac Ambus, head of the key for Fairlawn. He squirts his way down the lane. A runner, banked it, no good. He got free, couldn't finish. Rebound Brandewee. Brandewee goes 60 feet down the floor for the Redskins. All the way to the rack for 2. And then here's a long Hail Mary pass by Fairlawn. Caught by Ambus. Stripped on the play by Caleb Meyer. Back the other way for Fort Loramie. To Mesher for a 3 try off the heel. Rebound to Ambus for Fairlawn. Up the floor to Maddie. It was deflected by Fort Loramie, I think. Yep.
Yeah, Fairlawn ball.
55 seconds to go in a frenzied first quarter. 16-11 Fort Loramie.
If they're not tired after this game, they're never going to be tired.
Like the pace. Like the pace. Frenetic at times. A bit sloppy. But it's going to be entertaining with a lot of action. And it will probably take 50 points plus to win this game. Maybe even 60. 25 feet away on the right, it's Drew Maddie for Fairlawn. Gives it up to Skyler Piper, top of the circle. That's Kyle Peters who's checked in now. Kyle on the floor, 5'10 junior. Ambus being guarded tightly by Nate Meyer, 25 feet away. Back to Peters. Peters against Burning. Here's Ambus. I like Fairlawn's approach here, trying to free up Ashton Piper and Skyler Piper. They are in motion without the ball, trying to peel off screens and catch passes so they can pick and pop. Down to 15, 14 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Peters, 30 feet away. To Drew Matty on top with 8 to go. He's picked up by Burning. Matty falls down, goes to the floor. Burning fights the ball loose. It's out at midcourt. Fairlawn's got it with 2 to go. Here's a long one-hander from 40 feet. Missed by Ambus. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which got Fairlawn out of its element there late in the second quarter. 16-11 Redskins after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McBee, who's under the weather, out several more days. So we've got Matt Zerker tonight, Matt again on Thursday from the Sydney Girls Sectional. Good game going here this evening, last regular season affair. Fairlawn on the road at Fort Loramie. Second meeting of the year between the two clubs, an add-on game after Fort Loramie's run to the regional semifinals in football. Here is a Fairlawn attack on offense, ball thrown to the post, bobbled, and it's ruled a shuffle. Travel call against the Jets to open up play here in the second quarter. It was a, 6-1 start for Fairlawn. Then before you knew it, Fort Loramie ripped off 9 in a row,
yep.
Or at least 7 in a row.
Right. It was 7 in a row, and then Fairlawn called a timeout.
And the game began with a two-shot technical for Nick Randowee of Fort Loramie because a Fairlawn player dunked during warm-ups. 5-point lead Fort Loramie. Redskins on offense. Ball thrown from Burning. Baseline left to Randowee. Short shot with the left hand. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Fairlawn on the go. Down the floor. Oh, my. Pell-mell pace. Driving layup. Matty short. Missed it. He was hounded by Fort Loramie from the backside, and the ball was knocked out eventually by Fairlawn. Jets have been hurrying down the floor. Maybe, at times, haste makes waste, Matt.
Yeah, almost going too fast.
Right. Minute gone, second quarter, 5-point lead Fort Loramie. Damon Mesher gets a screen from Brandewey. On top to Nate Meyer. Throws it right side for Burning. Burning juggles, hangs on. Oh, he stepped out.
It looked like the official kind of helped him hang on there at first, but it ended up going out of bounds and Fairlawn ball.
5-point game, Fort Loramie in the lead. Played a minute 10 here in the second quarter. It's Matty, Ambus, the two Pipers, and Jackson Jones on the floor for Fairlawn, the group that started the game. Here's a miss in the lane area. A running one-hander by Ashton Piper is no good, but the rebound is stuck in nicely by Jackson Jones. Well done. Jackson caught it. He was aware, alert the ball would be short, snared it in front of the rim by a foot or so, and laid it in over the front iron. 16-13. Fort Loramie's lead is 3. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Here's Damon Mesher, foul line. Turnaround Jay. Tough shot. Deflected by Isaac Ambus. Quickly down the floor to Jackson Jones leading the break. A runaway. Up and good. 16-15. Fort Loramie by 1. Both teams trying to make points in transition.
That's a player that Brad Francis wants to get going here heading into tournament, Jackson Jones. He can do a lot of things with his athletic ability.
Sure can, averaging over 5.5. And his points per game continue to go up. He's played a good contest here tonight. Fairlawn's defense breaks up a Fort Loramie pass and steals.
And that was by Jones jumping up, and now he shoots a 3.
Long one, Jackson Jones, backboard, rim, no, rebound Fort Loramie. That's a shot the Jets can probably get any time in the possession. Quick trigger there. Fort Loramie hangs on to the one-point edge. 16-15, 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie hasn't scored in the period yet, right, Matt?
No. Until now.
Oh, what a drive by Nick Brandewey. He suspended himself outside the lane in the left, leaned in, avoided the block shot, and banked it home. Well done by Nick Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Athletic maneuver. 18-15, Redskins up three.
He's done a nice job tonight driving to the basket.
Isaac,
getting shots.
He sure can. He can create. He also makes other players look better with fine assist making. But he is creative and is able to get points on his own, too. He's gotten better at that during his career. Straight away with the ball is Skylar Piper. Off balance, 10-footer, hit the backboard, rolled away. Actually, it was Ashton who took the shot. It was awkward. He was spinning off balance. Fort Loramie made him work. He couldn't convert. Redskins got the rebound. 4:20 left in the third. Fort Loramie up three. Damon Mesher on the arc to Nick Brandewey. Oh, what a look to the cutter. Nate Meyer, who caught it low on the right and scooped it in. There is what we meant a moment ago. Brandewey with eyes in the back of his head. Fairlawn forecourt right push off committed by Fort Loramie. 4:06 left. Quarter number two. 20-15. Redskins by five. Fort Loramie is in the upper bracket of the Pickwick sectional. The three seed with Botkins, the two seed. Fairlawn in the lower bracket, the four seed in that portion of the Pickwick sectional. Jackson Center sits the one seed.
Yeah, Fairlawn and Troy Christian were tied for the fourth spot when they had the draw last Sunday.
Oh.
Fairlawn won the tiebreaker 10-3.
That's how it came down. Wow.
Yes.
Well, the Shelby County Athletic League team, by virtue of strength of schedule, should have gotten that number four spot, and the Jets did. Here's Kyle Peters with the ball outside the arc on the right. Backs up and shoots. A Hail Mary. Bingo! He's got it. Kyle Peters swished one. That'll probably stand up as the longest shot of the night. 20-18, Fort Loramie. Oh, look at Caleb Meyer plowing through traffic. He caught the ball forecourt right, 25 feet away. Wouldn't be denied. Steamrolled to the rim. Got the shot to go. And he was hacked on the wrist as he put it through. 14 fouls in Fairlawn, 3 on Fort Loramie, 3:37 to go in the second. 22-18 Fort Loramie. It remains that score. The foul shot is off the flange. Redskins not cashing in often enough at the stripe.
One for five now.
Outside the arc of the left. It goes to Ashton Piper. Into the corner, Dominic Davis tries to throw to the cutter. Isaac Ambus well over his head, and it goes out of bounds. Miscue Jets in the half court. Timeout Fort Loramie, 3:23 left in the second. 22-18 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
As we return to action after the timeout, head coach Corey Britton had called a play. Redskins ran it to perfection. Fine penetration by Devin Radiman, who dished to Nate Meyer right in front. And then back come the Jets. Oh, a nice fadeaway outside the lane on the left by Skylar Piper. Good 12-footer. The teams trade goals, 24-20, Fort Laramie by four. 2.5 left, second quarter. Long triple try, right flank, Devin Ratterman. Might have been out of his range, missed it. Long rebound caught by Dominic Davis, and he zips the other way for Fairlawn, uncontested, all the way to the rack for a deuce. Dominic Davis showing off his quickness, and Fairlawn claws back within two. 24-22, 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Caleb Meyer outside the arc on the right. Little avenue into the lane. Short teardrop deflected on the play by Fairlawn. Jets quickly down the floor for the tie here in the game. It's Dominic Davis missing. Had a chance to draw the Jets even, but his shot was strong. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Devin Ratterman to Caleb Meyer. Jets missed an opportunity to tie it up. Shot was hurried, and it was missed badly. We got a loose ball at midcourt. Players tumbling to the floor. And who upset the apple cart of the Jets player? Down hard went Ashton Piper, spilled by a Redskin. Still common.
A little early for football.
Minute 35 left here in the second quarter. 24-22, Fort Laramie in the lead but two. Jets have scored two straight baskets to cut a six-point deficit down to a hoop. Had one possession to tie. Here's another possession for Fairlawn to tie or take the lead. Here's Maddie into the post. Back to the basket. Ashton Piper on the arc. It goes to Ambus. Ambus through traffic outside the lane on the right. Meets resistance in the person of Evan Holscher. And he's called for some double dribble action. Jets turn it over. Miss another chance to get this game knotted. Or push in front with a three. Here's Brandewee straight away for Fort Laramie. To Holscher. Skips it cross court. To Damon Mesher. Shot fake. Dribble drive to the elbow. To Nate Meyer. In and out. Goes to Holscher. On the arc, Brandewee. Line drive three. Caromed off the iron. Rebounded Fairlawn. Quickly up the floor. Peters. 56 seconds to go in the half. Sloppy pass by Kyle Peters. Ratterman on the theft. Outlet to Nate Meyer. Two on two. Meyer and Mesher. Oh, Nate fakes the pass, goes all the way to the rim with the left hand. It came off. Loose ball rebound. Meyer got it back. Outside the arc to Ratterman. Three on the way. Looks good and is. Devin Ratterman spotting up wide open. He made the Jets pay. 27-22, Fort Laramie by five. 28 seconds left here in the second quarter. Kyle Peters shot fake behind the arc. Steps forward, still behind the arc. Hits it. Kyle Peters, second trifecta of the second quarter. 15 seconds left. Fort Laramie by two. Into the lane to Evan Holscher. Bank shot from 10. Strong. Rebound Fairlawn. One on three. Taking everything into his own hands here is Skyler Piper, and he drew the two-shot foul with 7 seconds left. If anybody can make that shot, Matt, one on three, it's one of the Pipers, Skyler or Ashton.
Right. And Ashton's heading to the bench right now. He's kind of limping a little bit. Hopefully nothing too serious.
Skyler's got two free throws for Fairlawn, and he calmly drops it in. 27-26, Fort Laramie by one, 7.2 to go, second quarter. The Pipers have had a little trouble throughout the year, off and on with an ankle. Second foul shot coming, Fairlawn, head coach Brad Francis of the Jets, urging his team to get back. Swish! We're tied up at 27 apiece. Two free throws, good. And we've got one, two, three blue shirts in backcourt, three white shirts. Some pressure being applied. Fort Laramie's got to get it and go. 7 seconds left. Brandewee's turned around in backcourt. Up the floor to Nate Meyer. 2.5 to go. Nate on the run. 27-footer hit the rim and clanged away as the first half finishes out. Nice stretch run here late in the second quarter by Fairlawn, which creeps right back into this game and evens up the count at 27. Fort Laramie Redskins 27, Fairlawn Jets 27. That halftime score, the reason why we chose that game here tonight, made a change in our broadcast schedule. Rather than webcasting the Anna Botkins game, we thought based on the first battle between these two, which went OT, Could be another close one tonight, and we've gauged it right on so far. 27-27 tie at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at Fort Loramie. 27-27 tie at the intermission break. Redskins 27, Jets 27. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you just heard. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Even Stephen Game, Matt, let's take a look at the numbers. I'm sure they reflect just that.
Yeah, after Loramie jumped out to a 16-11 lead after the opening quarter, Fairlawn turns the tables and outscores Loramie 16-11. In the second quarter, to even us up here at 27.
There you go.
Scoring for the Redskins, Nick Brandewee with 7 points. Caleb Meyer also with 7 points. Devin Ratterman, 2 points. Grant Albers, 4 points and 2 fouls. And Nate Meyer with 6 points. For Fairlawn, Ashton Piper with 8 points. Dominic Davis with 7 points. Kyle Peters, 6 points. Jackson Jones with 4 points. And Skylar Piper with 2 foul shots with 7 seconds left here in the first half to send us even at the break at 27. Loramie 1 of 5 at the foul line, while Fairlawn is 3 of 6. No matter how this game turns out tonight, Fairlawn coach Brad Francis has to be happy with the way that people like Kyle Peters and Jackson Jones and Dominic Davis have played tonight. Again, Peters was 6 points off the bench. Jackson Jones, starting tonight, has 4 points. And Dominic Davis, also coming off the bench, has 7. Again, here at the half, we're tied at 27. In the other Shelby County Athletic League game tonight, after a quarter, Anna leads Botkins 17-12. Again, Anna over Botkins 17-12 after a quarter.
Anna leads Botkins by 5 after 8 minutes.
Right.
Thanks for the update, Mac. 27-27 tie, Fort Loramie Fairlawn. We're sitting here talking with Max Hoing, outstanding football player at Fort Loramie, who injured his labrum during the course of the football season, maybe as early as week 3. He continued to play, was statewide Division 7 Defensive Player of the Year, was Max Hoing. And the rule of thumb then, Matt Zerker, is injure your labrum, continue to play through it, don't realize you've hurt it quite that bad, and perform at your very, very best and become Defensive POY Player of the Year.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Quite an accomplishment.
And Max just mentioned to us multiple young men in various sports here at Fort Loramie are out with labrums. We know that Caleb Maurer, freshman basketball player, is out as well. Let's hope that Max can get back on the gridiron in time for the start of the 2020 football campaign. Season opener, of course, is at home against Minster.
Just a little over 6 months away.
Yeah, not all that far away, but the labrums take time. They do take time. That's about what they take. In Max Hoying's case, about 5 months, 2 weeks. 2 weeks before the Minster game, he'll be 100%.
That's what we're all hoping for.
But nice talking to Max Hoying. Thank you so much. About 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter tonight, 27-27, Fort Loramie Fairlawn here tonight at the Redskins gym. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal has promoted student, academic, and athletic success here on Scores Broadcast since our start 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school. For Fort Loramie, it's sophomore cheerleader Brooke Holdhouse, daughter of John and Kelly, 3.9 GPA, plays the trombone in the band, camp counselor, volleyball, big brothers, big sisters, 4-H. She's got a sister, Emily, a junior, a year older, a cheerleader, and a seventh grade brother named Isaac. And Brooke would like to study at UC or Ohio State and pursue a career as an orthodontist or radiologist. For Fairlawn, it's Brianna Rufus, a senior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA. She's the daughter of Chuck Magoteau and Vicki Magoteau, National Honor Society, volleyball, basketball, FCCLA. She throws the discus in track. She'd like to study computer forensics in college. She'll start at Edison and then transfer her general education credits to a four-year university to pursue that bachelor's degree. Brooke Holdhouse, sophomore cheerleader, Fort Loramie. Brianna Rufus, senior cheerleader, Fairlawn, recognized tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to three new underwriting sponsors. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Hoying and Hoying Builders has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville on Redker Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. Over 200 years of experience among our current employees, making Hoying and Hoying one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying Builders currently has lots for sale on Redker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information about how to start designing your own dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders. Just underway, second half, Fort Loramie and Fairlawn tied. Ball thrown to Albers in the lane. left flank and goes to Caleb Meyer inside the arc. Hoists up a long deuce. It hit the flange, kicked out. Meyer followed into the paint. There's contact. Common foul, Fairlawn. 7:34 to go here in the third quarter. Game tied, 27 apiece. Jets close the second quarter, outscoring Fort Loramie by an 8-2 count. Good inbounds play set by the Redskins to Caleb Meyer on top to Burning right wing. Three-pointer behind the screen, short. Rebounded by the Jets. Here they come. Down the floor comes Ashton Piper. Straight away, gives it up on the play to Skyler. Back to Ashton. Deflected pass. Fort Loramie's got it. Two-on-one break. Here's a great feed. Burning to Albers. All the way to the rim. Got it for two. Beautifully done. Boy, slim window. Burning got the bounce pass through there, Matt. That was beautifully executed. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie. 29-27. Minute gone, third quarter. Fairlawn with the ball 30 feet away. It's Drew Matty. Gives it up straight on to Ashton Piper. Hands off to a teammate in the right corner. It's Dominic Davis. Two-pointer en route. It is around and out. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. It was close. Wouldn't stay in. Meyer through the lane. Outside to Burning. Hits a cutter below the basket. It is Nate Meyer who's got the reverse layup. Again.
Back-to-back. Woo. Excellent passes inside for easy baskets.
Dynamite perfection by Fort Loramie. Two neat assists. 31-27. Fort Loramie initiates play in the second half with two field goals. Sloppy pass by Ashton Piper into Dominic Davis in the lane. Fort Loramie with the easy steal. And then the Redskins cough it up at midcourt. And head coach Brad Francis doesn't like his club start to the third quarter, so he gets a timeout. Matt will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie, plus Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Carl Arnes at Brookins offers a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. You'll love Brookins. And the food is just tremendous. A cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, savory sandwiches, juicy roasted chicken, and on Saturday nights, delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Tell him you heard about his fine restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like him on Facebook, BrukensPub.com.
Halftime update on that other SEAL game tonight. Anna 32, Bakken's 21 at the half.
Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, another outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, you can see some outstanding cars, new and used, right there on the lot at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And you can view them online as well. GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Well, after the timeout by head coach Brad Francis, a timely one, the Jets run a play for Skyler Piper, and he gets a long three straight away behind the screen, and he nets it. And then Fort Loramie comes right back with its third layup of the third quarter. Nolan Burning peels off a screen down low, posts up on the block, spins and scores for two. And then here comes Fairlawn. Turkey jerky move. Skyler Piper banks it in. And he's belted on the shoulder as he drops in the two-pointer. A chance for a three-point play and a tie. Love the scoring pace of this game, Matt. Woo.
We didn't know what to expect coming in third game in 4 days, but like you said, the pace has not been a letdown so far.
Not hateful at all. Enjoying it. Skyler Piper free throw on the way. Hits it. 33 apiece. Skyler Piper, tough field goal. Got it to fall. Was bumped as he put in the shot. Converts on the three-point chance, and we're even right back up at 33. Here's Nate Meyer on the arc for Fort Loramie.
That's eight now for Skyler, and he didn't have a point until he had those two foul shots with 7 seconds to go in the first half.
Here's Caleb Meyer, right baseline. Finds Nate Meyer in the lane. Off balance, 10-footer. Hit the rim, bounced away. Rebound, Damon Mesher wants to shoot. The squeeze put on him by a couple of Jets who knot him up. It's a jump arrow, favors Fairlawn. Excellent defense below the foul line for the Jets. Tied at 33. Fairlawn had opportunities to go ahead late in that second quarter. Another chance right here. Ball weaved on the play to Ashton Piper in the lane. Got a good bounce pass from Skyler, but couldn't finish. Rebound Fort Loramie. Stolen by Fairlawn. Bad pass. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Redskins left corner, Damon Mesher. 21-footer short. Rebound poked up in the air. Comes down to Ashton Piper. Runaway freight train down the lane. Off balance. Missed it. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Sloppy shot by Fairlawn. If anybody can make it, though, Ashton can. Redskins try to throw it through traffic. Kicked on the play. Was it a blue sneaker or a white sneaker? Not sure. Or was it a black sneaker from Fairlawn? Out of bounds off the Jets. Tied at 33. 3.5 gone, third quarter. Redskins inbounded to Burning. Gave it up, got it back. Outside the arc on the play to Damon. Hits Brandewey, slicing down the lane. Overshoots it, but he's whacked on the arm.
Fort Loramie's done an excellent job, and I find that inside guy for the layup.
Yep, crisp passing and cutting exhibited by the Redskins here at the outset of the third quarter. You can tell that was the objective discussed at the half. Let's try to break down the Jets by cutting people through the paint area and hitting them in stride. The passing windows have been small, but Fort Loramie's been executing. Here's Brandewey on the free throw. He hits it to make it 34-33. Redskins up one. Brandewey again. It's a little flat. No good. Tie-up rebound low in the right. Redskins arrow.
And like you said, on those baskets, those passes have to be crisp. They can't be lobs. They have to be crisp to work.
They've been sharp bounce passes. A number of Fort Loramie baskets by virtue of assists here in this game. 34-33, Fort Loramie up one, 4:15 left, third quarter. Jets make a couple of changes before the official hands the ball to Burning to throw in. He goes to Mesher, deep right corner. On top, Nate Meyer. Outside the arc on the left to Caleb. Hits a cutter in the lane. Mesher down low, posting up, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Burning. He misses off the heel. Long rebound to Fairlawn. Into the hands of Peters. He's on the floor. Outlet to Skyler Piper. Back to Peters on the arc. Roughed up a little bit by Mesher. No harm, no foul. Into the lane to Skyler. Twisting, turning. Handoff outside the lane to the right to Ashton. Bullseye! He drills a 16-footer to put Fairlawn up one.
Actually, that was Garrett Keener with the basket.
I'm sorry. Garrett Keener has stepped in. Number 23. That was not 22. Oh, Fairlawn is lulled to sleep. What a pass. Burning hits Mesher low on the left. He got loose somehow, some way. The Jets couldn't find him, and Fort Loramie goes back up one. 36-35, 3:23 left, third quarter. Garrett Keener, 6'3 junior, on the floor now for Fairlawn. Errant shot from the left corner, but Drew Maddie. Fort Loramie's got the quick board. On the run, it's Burning. Trailer, Caleb Meyer, foul line, back to Burning. Caleb at the point, high right. Looks inside. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Redskins up one. Fairlawn had briefly sneaked ahead. Ball thrown, Nate Meyer, foul line, back cut from Brandewey. He gets it, bobbles it, can't score, then unleashes a pass on the arc. It goes left wing to Caleb Meyer. Long three-pointer, bullseye! Caleb Meyer cashes in. Good ball movement by Fort Loramie, and it wound up resulting in a made three. Timeout called. 2:45 to go in the third. Redskins up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Fairlawn took a one-point lead a moment ago. Redskins have answered with five straight points to lead 39-35, 2:45 remaining in the third quarter. Check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Well, Fairlawn turns it over following the timeout, and Caleb Meyer makes the swipe near midcourt, and he hustles down the floor in a hurry. Fairlawn catches him at the last second, forces the shot to roll off, but tags him from behind, and Caleb Meyer's at the stripe with a couple free throws. Fort Loramie up four. The Jets, Matt, have been plagued here in the third quarter by some untimely mistakes.
Like at this last play, the bounce pass that was low at the feet, uncatchable,
yep,
results in a breakaway.
Caleb Meyer, a couple free throws, Redskins. He missed it. It popped in and out on him. Fort Loramie not sharp at the stripe.
Now 2 for 8 for the game.
39-35 still. Caleb Meyer again. Yes, sir. 40-35. Fort Loramie up 5. Fairlawn quickly, forecourt right, dribble drive, Skyler Piper, baseline, spins, ducks under, a lot of traffic, 2-3 men on him. He attracted a crowd and drew a two-shot foul. Skyler Piper, when he gets it that close inside of 10 feet, shots going up, whether guys are hanging on him or not. Couple freebies, Skyler Piper, Fairlawn needs these, down 5. He rattles it in. 40-36, Fort Loramie by 4.
22, Ashton Piper.
Ashton Piper, who had been out briefly, checks in. Isaac Ambus out. So we've got Jackson Jones on the floor with Kyle Peters. The two Pipers, no, I said the one just left. One of the two Pipers, Ambus.
No, they're both in that.
Oh, they are.
Keener went out.
I'm sorry. Again, I get 23, 22.
Yes.
Mixed up. Both Pipers, Ambus. We've got on the floor out front Jackson Jones along with Peters. Here's an outstanding drive by Damon Mesher. Highly athletic play. Split a couple defenders as he barreled down the right side of the lane. Hung it on the rim and it bounced in. Look at Fairlawn attack. Quickly down the floor. Skyler Piper. Reverse layup. No. Stick back is good by Isaac Ambus. 42-39. 3-point lead, Fort Loramie, 1:43 left, third quarter. Here's a long baseline, Jay, triple try, Caleb Meyer, well short, Fort Loramie. Quickly, Fairlawn down the floor, fast break after the miss. Peters to Ambus, he barges in from the left wing, gets underneath the basket, a lot of contact. Foul, Fort Loramie, it's common. 42-39, Redskins, a minute 33 left in the third. Baseline left. Playmaker Isaac Ambus looks, peers in. Where does he go with it? Near midcourt to Kyle Peters. Peters and Jackson Jones out front. Kyle Peters lets one go. Took a quick look at the rim, shot it from 26 feet off the back brace. Long rebound, Fairlawn. Snatched on the play by Ashton Piper. He drives, misses, tipped up and in by Ashton Piper. Ashton couldn't get it to go the first time, but got the second rebound shot to fall through, and Fort Loramie's lead is shaved to 1. A minute to go, third quarter, 42-41 Redskins. Man-to-man defense, Fairlawn. Ratterman open, high right for Fort Loramie. Missed it short. It glanced off the iron into the corner. Devin knew where it was going to go, but he couldn't trace it down. And again, the Jets an opportunity to go in front. Garrett Keener back on the floor for Fairlawn. 6'3" junior. Head coach Brad Francis, Matt, over the course of time this year, has developed a pretty nice bench.
Yeah, it's really come along here in the last month or so, but you have to have that come tournament time.
Sure do. Midcourt comes Fairlawn, down a point. On the arc, Drew Matthews back in. Elbow in the left. Goes to Skyler Piper, right flank. He puts it on the floor. Doubled in the lane. Throws it back out to Ashton. Now to Keener, baseline right, pass is walloped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Two players got mitts on it and drove it up against the mat at the end of the court. Jets ball below the rim. 33 ticks to go, third quarter. It's inbounded by Ambus. He looks, hesitates, runs out of time. 5 seconds. Head coach Brad Francis not pleased. Might have only been 4.5. Nonetheless, that clock is ticking. Of course, if it was fourth quarter, I'm sure Fairlawn would have used a timeout.
And he was probably looking to take the last shot on that.
Yes.
With 33 seconds to go.
Half minute to go now. Fort Loramie up one with the ball. Burning timeline. Picked up by Maddie. High left to Damon Mesher. Good hedge by Ambus of Fairlawn. Cross-court pass to Caleb Meyer. Right corner, it's Burning. Picked up by Maddie. Now Burning's guarded by Skyler Piper. To Brandowee, top of the key. Somewhat of a scattered floor now. Fairlawn gets back on defense with 8 ticks to go. Brandowee, left corner behind a screen. Sloppy pass, lost, picked up by Fairlawn. 2 to go, 65-footer Jets in the air. No good. Ashton Piper shot short into the left. Third quarter's in the books. Tight game here at Fort Loramie. We knew it was going to take mid-50s, maybe even 60 to win it. We're right on pace for that. Fort Loramie 42, Fairlawn 41 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and as well qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. We take pride in offering prompt and professional service at Tom and Jerry's. And at Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. Eliminate those cold spots. Simply make an appointment online through the company website, TomJerry's.com. Call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Go to the website or call Mike. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Here we go, start of the fourth quarter, Fairlawn possession. Drew Maddie, top of the circle. Deep right corner, Ashton Piper. Swings it on top. Now to Ambus, baseline left. Fakes right, goes left. Hits a cutter in the lane. Dominic Davis. Oh, acrobatic shot up and in over the outstretched hand of Albers down low. Beautiful maneuver by Dominic Davis of Fairlawn. He was cracked on the wrist as he dropped it in. My mistake, Nate Meyer on the foul. That's the team's fourth for Fort Loramie. 1 point lead Fairlawn. Dominic Davis cannot capitalize though. Free throw shot short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which trails by one. Baseline left, Caleb Meyer. Dribble drive toward the rim. He has his progress impeded by Fairlawn. He fumbles it out of bounds. Jets up one with the ball. Chance to expand the lead now. Here comes Maddie midcourt. High screen from Dominic Davis. Maddie peels to the right. Goes to Ambus in the corner. Hard dribble through the top of the key. Uh-oh, he staggered and walked. The official
took
observed.
One extra step.
Yep, the referee observed it. Very fine officiated game here tonight. It all got started before the tip-off when the referee spotted a Fairlawn player dunking. So we had a tech before we tipped this game off tonight. And the Redskins jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Nick Brandowee made one of two. Fort Loramie's down one. A minute gone. Fourth quarter. High right, Nate Meyer. Straight away, Nick Brandowee. Thought about driving, didn't. Gave it up to Mesher, right wing. Pulls up at the elbow on the right. Short on the jumper. Rebound, Skyler Piper, Fairlawn. Here come the Jets. Up one. 6:48 to go. Right wing Ambus tries to go cross court to the skip pass. Picked off by Nate Meyer. Outlet to Albers. Hustling down the floor to save. Does so, but right in bounds to Maddie. His pass in backcourt deflected. Gobbled up though by the Jets. Baseline left. It is a jump shot pumped up and made on the play by Ashton Piper. Ashton had no one underneath. In fact, there were three Redskins between him and the rim. He let it fly and zeroed in to give the Jets a three-point edge. 6:15 left here in the fourth. Brandowee on the arc straight away. Nate Meyer. Oh, Fairlawn falls asleep. Albers catches low on the right and banks it home. 45-44. Fairlawn in the lead by one. Jets had led 42-40 with 6:20 to go. Here at the elbow on the left, open jump shooter, Skyler Piper leaning in, grazed the iron with it, left it short. Fort Loramie, easy rebound. Now the Redskins can go back on top. Damon Mesher, Nate Meyer, straightaway Nick Brandewey. Left wing, Nolan Burning, Matty on him. Pick and roll with Albers, not there. Ball reversed, right side Brandewey, high right, goes baseline, a lot of contact, no foul. Four team fouls, Fort Loramie, three Fairlawn. Open player, left corner, Mesher. Shot fake, goes baseline, double teamed. Wraparound pass, blue shirts are there, and the Jets manage to flick it away. 5:18 left in the fourth, 1 point lead Fairlawn. Long throw down the floor, Ashton Piper pulls up 20 feet out. Head coach Brad Francis says, timeout, let's run a play. 5:13 to go, Jets up one. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, Matt, I just received a couple of texts from Dayton Carroll fans who were present in the stands for our webcast, what, a few Mondays ago? Dayton Carroll at Minster. Great game overtime. We've gotten that game archived. It's up on the site. And guess what? There's a home in Dayton filled with Carroll fans, and they're enjoying the playback of the Dayton Carroll girls' victory over Minster, which was covered live here by scoresbroadcast.com. How about that?
Yeah, it was a rare Monday night tonight. There were no girls' tournament games scheduled in the Southwest tonight, and I don't think in the Northwest either.
We've got a massive...
But it kicks in tomorrow.
Yep, it sure does. We've got a massive audience tonight, I guarantee you, for this game. It's a good one, too. 45-44. Fairlawn over Fort Loramie by one. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Jets after the timeout. Pass the ball around. Dominic Davis in the lane. On the arc to Isaac Ambus. He's available. Look out. Got it. Three-pointer. Jets fans and bench up in arms. Cheering on Isaac Ambus. Jets with about a dozen passes before the shot. And it was a bomb right through the cylinder. And
that's
the Jets
are all timeout.
Yep, Jets are up four. Redskins run offense. Great baseline feed. Brandewey hits Albers down the lane. He kissed it in off the window to whittle it right back to two. 48-46 in favor of Fairlawn. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter.
The Redskins only have 3 three-pointers tonight, but what they've done inside has been impressive.
Oh, they've gotten a lot of chippies, good cutting, fine passing. Into the lane, Fairlawn off balance, Jay, twisting, turning, missed by Ashton Piper. Tough shot to make. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which snatched the rebound. 48-46, Fairlawn by two. 3:48 left. And Isaac Ambus, three, was followed up with a nice inside basket by Albers of Fort Loramie. Two-point contest. We near the three-and-a-half-minute mark. Damon Mesher, left corner, Fort Loramie. Out high it goes to Burning, 35 feet away. He's picked up by Ambus. Right back in the corner, Damon Mesher. His line drive jumper grazes the side of the backboard in the hands of Brandewey. On the arc to Caleb Meyer. Missed a three. Long rebound to Caleb. Here's a drive and a bucket by Caleb Meyer. Awareness by Caleb. Tied at 48. Ambus blazes a trail into the right corner for Fairlawn. Shut off by Albers, who swats it out of bounds. We're down to 3:11 to go. Tied at 48. Okay, these Jets players, Matt, are fearless. Any of them will shoot that three or a long two if they've got the smallest of openings.
That's the way they've been all year. Isaac Ambus is not afraid to shoot that three.
Nope. Baseline left of the basket. Fairlawn throwing in Ambus. On the arc it goes to Ashton Piper, 30 feet out against Caleb Meyer. They spread the floor a little bit. Ashton hooks a pass back to Matty. Neither team close to the 1-1. We'll update you in a moment. Foul strike, Skylar Piper back to the basket, hand off to Maddie, through the head of the key. Ambus 25 feet away, 20 feet away, goes foul line. Bounce pass behind him, Ashton Piper. Ashton puts it on the deck. They clear out for him. Baseline right, leans in, dragged the pivot foot. He traveled. Good defense by Fort Loramie. 2:41 to go in the fourth. 48-48. Way back at the 4:20 mark, Fairlawn led before. Jets haven't scored in a couple of minutes. Straight away, Brandewee behind the screen, right wing burning. On top, Albers. Game tied at 48, 2:20 left. Oh, there's that cut and roll to the basket. Beautiful feed. Caleb Meyer hit Albers again. Grant Albers right down the pike through the middle of that Jets defense. And here is Fairlawn attacking top of the circle. Dribble drive. Ashton Piper out of control, wheeling around a couple Redskins. Did draw a reach in. Not in the act of shooting. A body foul. Out of bounds Jets right of the basket.
That's only the fifth team foul on the Redskins. Fairlawn with only three team fouls.
These Pipers, Matt, will often look out of control. For them, they are under control. They are that athletic. Here's the ball inbounded to Ashton Piper. He made a play. He missed a seven-footer. Oh, it was on the rim forever and came off. Fort Loramie with the ball up two. 2 minutes left. Jets now have gone scoreless for 2.5 minutes. Straight away, Brandewee. Ball high over his head. On a weave to Mesher. Here's Albers. Redskins continue to cut. Boy, they have gotten a number of close-in baskets tonight. Plenty of them here in the second half. And the ball is worked into the right corner in front of head coach Corey Britton now, who signals timeout. Minute 44 left. Fort Loramie in the lead by two, 50-48. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. Jim Spitzer, physical therapist and owner at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He develops a truly customized program for you, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan. For the last 13 years, Jim has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. And now he owns Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 419-1491. That's 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. But the Redskins inbound the ball, Matt, and get what they want. The fourth team foul on Fairlawn. Redskins have committed five. Up the two. Fort Loramie may try to hold it, force Fairlawn to foul. Holding it this long isn't easy to do against a good scrappy defense like Fairlawn. Here's Damon Mesher, baseline right. On top to Albers. Left wing burning. Shot fake on the three. Head of the key, Brandewee. There's another foul. That was intentionally unintentional by Ambus. Five on Fairlawn. And Matt, if my notes are right, it's been back well over 4 minutes when Fairlawn last scored. They were up 48-44.
Right.
Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie, shaking free. Albers into the lane, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Burning, he's open, doesn't shoot. Redskins command possession, working time off the clock. Uh-oh, offensive foul, top of the key. Albers was crowded on the play by Ashton Piper, and to clear out, Albers threw a shiver, a right forearm, to create space. Offensive foul, tough break. Redskins, pretty good call it appeared, and Fairlawn gets the ball now, down two with a minute 10 to go.
Now, will the Jets go for the quick score, or will they work clock?
Well, I think you run a play. I just think you've got to be organized here. Run a play, take the first good shot. Here's the ball entered into the lane to Ashton Piper. Spin around, Baker.
It circles the iron three times. Comes out. Rebound on the floor. Jets at it. Redskins have it. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Up to Burning. Cross court to Caleb Meyer. 46 seconds to go. Oh, what a tough miss by Ashton Piper, Matt, of Fairlawn. That's a shot he'll normally make. He got the ball in the post, mid-range, spun back to the basket, squared up in mid-air. How many times did the ball roll around the rim?
Probably three or four, and then it looked like Skyler was going to have the offensive rebound, and then it slipped through his hands.
That was for the tie. 16 fouls in Fairlawn. Fort Loramie runs clock, 38 to go. Redskins up two. Mesher midcourt, plowed into. Team foul six.
Actually, they'll be the seventh.
You're right. That is number seven. Well, this has been the Achilles heel of Fort Loramie second half of the year, free throw shooting.
Right now they are 3 of 9 for the game.
36.9 to go. Fort Loramie 50, Fairlawn 48. It's been a ball control last 4 minutes. Very few shots. Fairlawn's had some turnovers, empty possessions. They led it 48-44 with about 4.5 to go. The free throw by Damon Mesher is in, out again. And the Jets have got the ball at midcourt. Running over to head coach Brad Francis is Ashton Piper. Timeout Jets. It's a full 29 to go. 50-48 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. Here we go. Final 27 seconds. Fairlawn with the ball against Fort Loramie. Down but two are the Jets. 50-48. Here's a ball thrown to the right side of the floor. And it is popped up in the air by Fort Loramie into the third row. Ambus will inbound.
And the other league game tonight, it's getting close as well. Anna's up 46-42 after three.
Oh, wow. Good comeback by Bodkins. Here's a pass inbounds by the Jets. Broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie. Big play. Caleb Meyer, baseline right, is grabbed intentionally by Ambus of Fairlawn. He put the bear hug on him. Made sure he didn't get the pass away. Didn't let him out of his sight. The Fairlawn Jets, that's been the theme here in the second half. Just too many sloppy plays. A bad pass there. Fort Loramie batted one out of bounds. And then the next inbounds by the Jets was swiped. But here comes Fort Loramie at the free throw line where the Skins have not been good. Caleb Meyer, 1-1. Eighth foul in Fairlawn. Caleb missed it badly. Here come the Jets. 8 seconds to go. Jets down two. Four court left. Fairlawn takes a long three after head coach Brad Francis had called a timeout. 6.2 remaining. Boy, the scoring in this game stalled out in the last 4 minutes.
We were thinking it was going to be in the 50s, 60s, and it's just barely making 50.
Well, that's because both teams realized how precious possession time was. They compressed the clock in the fourth quarter, especially Fort Loramie, when the Redskins inched ahead. Fairlawn, about 7 or 8 empty possessions in a row since the 4.5-minute mark. Jets have not scored since then. And Redskins were down 4. They've scored 6 since. They've had, what, at least 2 1-1s.
numerous free throws to put this game away. Redskins have not done it. Fairlawn can tie with a two.
I noticed that Kyle Peters is in the game. You talked about the time at Fairlawn he hit the big three.
Yep,
hit the he had the ball at the end of the Botkins game in overtime. That may be an option.
And we have a timeout called by Fort Loramie. It's a full with 6.2 to go. So the Jets get a 30. Fort Loramie, a full timeout. The strategy has been turned on by head coaches Corey Britton of Fort Loramie and Brad Francis of Fairlawn. Wheels are turning.
Well, I'm sure both coaches going into tonight wanted this to be a good tournament tune-up, and it definitely has been.
It sure has been, that's for sure. It's a sectional final atmosphere. The game is that tight.
And been that back and forth, like I said, strategy, everything.
And these are two sectional final teams. Count on it in 2 weeks. 6.2 to go. Fort Loramie now can't afford to foul, really, because Fairlawn's got a 1-1 for a tie.
They don't have a foul to give.
Nope, Redskins have committed 6. Fairlawn's committed 8. The Jets have got 3-point shooters all over the floor. 4 of the 5 are very versed at making threes. Only one I would not count on shooting the 3-ball is Maddie. The other 4 can. Ball inbounded by Ambus. Ambus throws right corner, Ashton Piper. Fall away, 17-footer. No, it's a 3-ball. It's a 3-ball. He buried it. He buried it to give Fairlawn the lead with 8-tenths left. That was an NBA horse shot from the right corner.
And there was an official right there, I'm sure, that make sure that was a 3 or not.
A timeout by Fort Loramie. The clock worked all the way down to 8-tenths of a second left. Ashton Piper with an incredible fall-away three-pointer from the deep right corner right in front of Dave Ross, who was sitting down there, Matt, and he had to angle it around the edge of the backboard. It was all net. It was unbelievable. I don't think he tried that shot very often on his garage backboard in a game of skunk.
I was at the Covington game, a few weeks ago.
He won it at the buzzer.
On that shot. That shot was maybe a 10th or it's like a 15-footer. It was nothing compared to that shot right there.
I didn't think at first he was behind the three-point line until I saw the ball go through and looked at the official. It looked like he might have stepped back as he was receiving the pass to make sure he got behind the arc.
Well, they've now put 2.4 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I thought it whittled down pretty fast to below a second because Fort Loramie got a timeout hastily. 2.4 to go.
There's time, but there's not a lot of time.
Nope. 2.4 to go for Fort Loramie, which has the ball out at the end of the floor. Any kind of a made shot from the floor wins the game for the Redskins, who are down by one now, 51-50, 2.4 left. A three-point basket by Ashton Piper with 2.4 remaining has put the Jets in front. Here's a long pass to midcourt. Leaping catch by Albers. Throws to Brandewey. 17-foot bank shot. He got it away. No good. Hit the backboard, the rim, and flared off. And the Fairlawn Jets have come into Fort Loramie and upset the Redskins in the season finale, 51-50. The only 3 points by Fairlawn in the last a little less than 5 minutes. A trifecta with 2.4 to go by Ashton Piper of Fairlawn. It was a shot I didn't think Ashton was going to take. Looked like he was pretty well guarded. Had a hand in his face. He was fading back. Swish. A line drive. Boomerang by Ashton Piper around the corner of the backboard to win this game. He'd missed a handful of shots below the foul line that were much easier than that one tonight. Fairlawn Jets, you knew their luck was going to change eventually. Fairlawn came into this game tonight with a record that could have been far better than it really was. The Jets were 13-8. Could very well have been as good as 17-4, 16-5 anyway, with the several very tight defeats tonight. A little luck on the side of the Fairlawn Jets, who shocked the Fort Loramie Redskins with a buzzer beater. Well, almost. 2.4 to go. Ashton Piper, heck of a shot from the right corner. that he had his toes just behind the line, looked like he was retreating as he was receiving the pass. He knew where he was. Then when he faded back, he had to shoot the ball over two sets of hands. Damon Mesher all over him, and somehow or other he guided that ball around the edge of the backboard and swished it. Fort Loramie got a pretty good look, about a 16, 17-foot shot inside the arc behind the foul line.
Yeah, it was a great play. Tipped it to the guy for a three-point attempt.
Ball was thrown to Albers at midcourt, who went up to catch it, and as he snared it, he sprayed the ball off to Brandewee, who got a pretty good look, a long free throw, a 17-footer, but a little too much mustard on it, hit the backboard, grazed the rim, and that was it. And the Fort Loramie Redskins tonight conclude the 2019-20 campaign, 15-7, 7-5 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn Jets wind up 14-8, 5-7 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins, should it come from behind tonight and defeat Anna, would vault into a tie with Fort Loramie for the third place spot in the Shelby County.
And latest updated, Anna up 57-53 with 2:09 left.
That turned into a very good game. We had a thriller here, photo finish. Glad we covered it. It was the right place to be, dynamite contest. And I'll tell you what, Matt, we've identified for several weeks, or at least a few weeks anyway, that Bodkins was going to be a tough customer in the sectional. Fairlawn, it might have at one time been a sleeper. They're no longer a sleeper. Both Bodkins and Fairlawn, serious threats to get to an upper bracket and a lower bracket sectional final and win. They can do it.
Yeah, they finished, like you said, 5-7 in the league. But they have an overtime loss to Bodkins,
right,
an overtime loss to Loramie. The two games at Jackson Center
are within three points each. Hello, Chris North. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Yep, finally closed one out. Yep, great win. Great win. We've had Chris North on with us in a pregame, one of our fine sponsors, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. In fact, Matt, let's take a break. We'll hear from the Shelby County Vets, and also a quick word from U.S. Bank before we return, and we'll close out our webcast. Thrilling game tonight. We'll continue our conversation about the upcoming tournament. 1-point upset win for Fairlawn over Fort Loramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to new underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, VoteJordanSheriff.com, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, and also gratitude to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. You just heard from one of our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We also salute Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Matt, we hearken back to what we highlighted in the pregame, the balance in scoring exhibited by Fort Loramie, the strength of a club like Fairlawn, which has the two Pipers who can make incredible shots at crucial times on that last jumper from the corner behind the arc by Ashton Piper. He had two sets of hands in his face. He was fading back. He had presence of mind to know where his feet were. As he was receiving the ball, he was inching into three-point territory. Somehow or other, had to zing that ball up around the edge of the backboard. He swished it. Ashton Piper, one of the few wing players, forwards in the Shelby County League who could have made that shot, and he's on Fairlawn's side, and that was the difference in this game tonight. Magnificent play.
Yes, it was, and they had great balance tonight. They had seven players score, and that's going to be a key for them going into the tournament.
Yep.
You know, Ashton finished with 15 points, and Skyler had 10 points. But then they had players like Dominic Davis coming off the bench with 9 points. Seven of those coming in the first half when they were trying to hang with Fort Loramie. Loramie led 16-11 after a quarter, and Dominic Davis was a big part of letting them going into the halftime break at 27.
Dominic Davis was superb. Fairlawn was stuck at 48 points the last 4.5 minutes of the game, 8 or 9 empty possessions, and then Ashton Piper made the magnificent shot from the right corner. A good balance by Fairlawn. Numerous young men in the scoring column.
Right, and after Davis with 9, Kyle Peters with 6, Jackson Jones with 4, Isaac Ambus had a key 3 there in that fourth quarter, ended up with 5 points, and Garrett Keener with 2 to round out the Jets scoring.
I tell you what, Matt, the favorites in the Shelby County League in the sectional tournament had better be ready, because the Botkins Trojans and the Fairlawn Jets are serious threats in the upper and lower brackets at Piqua. When you've got Ashton Piper and Skyler Piper and a well-rounded group to comprise that supporting cast, very, very dangerous team. Said can be said for Botkins. Easy for me to say, which is giving Anna a tussle in the fourth quarter. That game could be going down to the wire as well.
And then the scoring for Loramie tonight, Caleb Meyer led the way with 13 points. Grant Albers with 12 points, despite having foul trouble most of the night with 4 fouls. And then 8 points each for Nick Brandewee and Nate Meyer. 4 points for Damon Mesher, 3 for Devin Ratterman, and 2 for Nolan Burning. The key stat in the game, though, was the foul.
Missed free throws.
Fairlawn ends the game at 6 for 10, Loramie 3 for 11.
Ooh, and how many of those were the front ends of one-and-ones? At least 3, at least.
There was 2 there in the fourth quarter that both that Loramie missed.
So they wind up leaving at least 10 points on the floor from the free throw stripe. Wow.
And then it left another one on the technical to start the game.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, it's not a big deal at the start, but when it's 51-50, it's a big deal now.
Unbelievable. And that's been a phase of the game which has haunted Fort Loramie since midseason. The Redskins have really sharpened up their offensive attack, but the foul shooting needs to improve. Defense was rock solid most all night. It was an Ashton Piper on the very last play.
Okay, Anna ends up winning the contest over Bakken 68-58.
Rockets pulled away, won it by 10. Pretty had 17 to pace the Trojans.
Tyler Free with 12 and Zane Paul with 11.
So Botkins obviously played much better tonight at Anna than it did this past Friday against Fort Loramie. Botkins and Fairlawn very dangerous in that Piqua defense.
So then Botkins and Loramie still end up tied for third in the standings at 7-5?
No. My mistake. They do, because Fort Loramie got beat tonight, so they had a chance to earn second, or I should say third. all by itself. Fort Loramie did, but lost on the last shot by Ashton Piper. So Fort Loramie and Bodkins both wind up 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins entered the weekend 7-3 with tough foes in Fort Loramie and Anna remaining.
Right, both on the road.
Correct, both away from home. Wow. Who's our Clancy's player of the game for each team tonight? Got to include Ashton Piper, who made the game winner for Fairlawn, that's for sure.
He definitely was the player of the game for their Fairlawn. And probably going with, I almost want to go with Grant Albers, even though he had foul trouble most of the night, but he still hung in there and still held on to the game plan and ended up with 12 points. Loramie ended up with 19 field goal, 2-point field goals for the game, and probably all but one of those within 3-5 feet.
The assist,
the passing and the ball movement tonight by Loramie was great, and if they continue that, they're going to win a lot of games to come tournament.
Cannot fault the Redskins offensively. The assist making was outstanding. They got a lot of chippies down inside, cutting Fairlawn's defense to ribbons. It was Fairlawn that had the ball last, and it was Ashton Piper who made the shot. Again, the only field goal by Fairlawn in the last 4.5 minutes of the game, and it came with 2.4 to go to win it.
Wow, what a game.
And 3 of 11 at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Two missed one-on-ones and only one of two on a technical foul situation before the tip-off to start the game. So do the math, that's at least 11 points at the stripe left out on the floor by Fort Loramie. That cost them the game, no question. Tournament pairings for these two clubs, Matt, as we look ahead. Fairlawn has an opening rounder on Saturday, 1 week from today, at 4 against Covington.
No, 5 days.
I'm sorry, this is Monday.
We're here on Monday. I know. This reschedule throws everybody off.
We've had about 4 Monday games in the last month and a half.
Because of football.
Yeah, I was not clued in. You're right. This is a Monday. It's not a Friday. It's not a Saturday. But coming up Saturday, Fairlawn Covington at Piqua, 4 o'clock, webcast time 3:45. That's a rematch of a regular season game won by Ashton Piper at the buzzer against
in
Covington.
Overtime.
Yep.
Yes.
60-59. And Fort Loramie took a first-round bye. The Redskins' first opponent will be the Lehman Mississinewa Valley winner. And Fort Loramie would play the team that triumphs in that game. Fort Loramie would be in action on Tuesday, February 25th at 6 in the first game of an upper bracket doubleheader.
Lehman won the regular season meeting between them in Mississinewa, 33-29. It may not be very high scoring, but I think it'll be a very close competitive game.
And don't forget, on Thursday evening at 5:45 from Sydney High School, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, Houston, Bodkins, should be a good girls game. We'll have Bodkins head coach Philip Groves and Houston head coach Brad Allen on via pre-recorded interviews before the tip-off. Excuse me, my voice is starting to struggle a little bit.
That should be a very good matchup between two very young teams.
Yep, yes, indeed. Each club a lot to look forward to next year. 6 o'clock tip, webcast time 5:45 on Thursday for Bodkins Houston girls. That's a second rounder, a D4 girls sectional at Sydney. Bodkins took a bye in round one. And then a doubleheader for you Friday night from Piqua. Games at 6 and 7:30. Webcast time, 5:45, boys D4 sectional. And then games Saturday at 3:45 and at nightcap at what, 7:15?
6:45.
6:45. Yeah, tip-offs on Saturday at 4 o'clock and 7. We've got games 1 and 3 for you on Saturday night from Piqua at 3:45 and 6:45. And don't forget, girls sectional finals from Sydney at 6 and 7:30 on Monday night.
Yeah.
And webcast time at 5:45 on Monday evening.
That time of year.
Wow. It gets hot and heavy. Games coming at us one right after another. Thriller tonight. What a way to end the regular season. We had a dynamite weekend to close out the campaign with Fort Loramie winning on Friday, Minster topping Anna by a point on Saturday, and then
tonight,
fantastic Monday night season-ending closer. And after the regular season, now we jump right into the postseason and tournament play. We've got coverage, as we noted, on Thursday. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie Game sponsors on with us online for Fort Loramie Games only. We've highlighted them several times here tonight. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We've yet to hear from Clancy's. We got sidetracked as we highlighted our Clancy's right. Award winners. Grant Albers, Fort Loramie, Ashton Piper, Fairlawn, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue, and Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And do not forget, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. We've got you covered at Goffney. And as we noted previously, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North for information, 937-498-7282. We salute Dickman Electrical Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Don't want to forget Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And toward the end of our webcast, we heard from Francis Schulze and Superior, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Our next webcast, Thursday, 5:45 p.m. from Sydney, Bodkins Houston Girls. Should be a fine game. We'll hear from head coaches Brad Allen and Phil Groves in our pregame on Thursday. Tip-off at 6, webcast time about 15 minutes before. Matt Zerker alongside Stats Color on-site engineering tonight, filling in for Chuck McBee, who is out for a few days, a little under the weather. He'll be back with us as soon as possible, maybe by the weekend. Hopefully he'll take a few more days than that and return next week. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fairlawn Jets, on a three-point shot by Ashton Piper with 2.4 remaining in the fourth, defeat the Fort Loramie Redskins 51-50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.